As I said, I'm Adisu Tedessa, and this is a talk on proposed post-frame specification for SD format 1.7. It's work in collaboration with Steve Peters, who was also with Open Robotics, and Eric Cousineau, who was with TRI. So I'll first give a quick overview of what SD format is, and then summarize the proposed capabilities for SD format 1.7. I'll talk about the existing post-frame specification or semantics in SD format 1.6, and then give more details on the new specification for 1.7. So what is SD format? So the simulation description format is an XML format for describing objects and environments for robot simulators and other tools for visualization and control. So it's similar to URDF in that you can, but the difference is that you not only can create robots with visuals, links, joints, and collisions, but you can also specify properties of the world, such as gravity, wind, and lights. It includes versioning, so that makes it a little bit different than URDF, and that helps with migration and deprecation. It allows a more complex kinematic topology, such as kinematic loops, which you can't do in URDF. It was originally part of Gazebo, but it's becoming an independent specification, and it comes with its own C++ parsing library. So something that was missing in SD format 1.6 and really the main motivation for the 1.7 proposal was the ability to specify poses relative to other frames of your choice. So now within 1.7, the pose element gets a new attribute called relative to, which takes the name of another frame. And this frame can be another link or joint or model, or it can be a named frame that you can create with the frame tag. This makes SD format a lot more expressive, giving you the flexibility to in modeling robots or other environments. It also reduces duplication of pose data and makes it less error-prone to use. This is some notation we'll be using. I won't be necessarily directly using them in my talk, but you'll see them in the slides. And as a quick overview, the SD format pose tag, it consists of pose in XYZ and orientation in roll pitch yaw. So in SD format 1.6, I'll talk about how the pose works. And this is an example. We have two links and a joint. And the pose element in each of these elements defines a frame's pose relative to another frame's pose. But in 1.6, there are fixed rules that dictate the frame relative to each of the frame that is defined. So in other words, when you create a pose element, you don't have a choice as to what frame that you're defining that pose. And so the relationship of the frames created by poses nearly matches the XML hierarchy that you see. So for example, a collision's pose is applied relative to the XML parent link. And a link's pose is relative to the XML parent model, and so on. The only exception is the joint, whose pose is relative to the child link. In SD format 1.7, you get to choose that relative to frame using the new attribute relative to. So this gives you control over the pose graph topology. And so in this example, the pose of the pendulum link is relative to the joint as opposed to its parent XML link. The parent XML model. And then the joint's pose is relative to the base link, which is the parent link in this case. If you leave the relative to attribute, the characteristic of the pose tag will revert back to SD format 1.6. You can also create a named or explicit frame using the frame tag and use that in the relative to attribute. So to create an explicit frame, you need three things. You need a name that is unique among the sibling elements. You also need a parent frame where this is going to be attached. And you need a pose And the pose can be relative to another frame. And remember that other links and joints and models, other links and joints in this case are considered frames, so you can use them there as well. If the relative to is not specified, the pose would be relative to the attached to frame. So here in this example, we define a named frame called tip and attach it to the pendulum frame. Then later on, we create a visual and use the tip frame and the relative to attribute. And you'll see that that pose tag doesn't have any values. In SD format 1.7, that's considered to be an identity pose. And so in this case, the visual is really actually located at the tip frame. So one thing to note is that frame elements are only allowed in models and in worlds. Mainly for simplifying the name uniqueness and access rules. Some of the other items that we can't go into details today, but will be covered in the proposal document, are the idea of the canonical link, which is the link that the model frame is attached to. We have new naming name requirements to make sure that you can reference frames without name collisions. We're including cycle checks for frames that validate the relationship, validate the relative to and attach to relationship among frames and poses. And we also added the expressed in attribute, which replaces the confusing use parent model frame element in joint axes. You can find the link in this slide, which will be available later on. We're planning to release this in mid-December of SD format 1.7, and the next versions of Gazebo and Drake will be making use of this. And so now I'll show some demos and examples. The first one is a parody with URDF. So what I'm trying to show here is that with the new way of building models, you can actually just use the same values in the pose tag when you convert from URDF to SD format. And this will simplify a lot of conversion. And this is a video of Drake. And in here, what we're showing is that if you change the pose of one value in a pose of a link in SD format 1.6, it could break assembly. And you'd have to go in and change all of the links. But in SD format 1.7, if you're actually making use of the relative to attribute, you can change the value, the angle, or the pose orientation there, and it won't break assembly. So this is the same demo in Gazebo. And while the video is playing, I can take questions. You'll see in the slide two previously shown, you will have links to open pull requests that are implementing this. So I'll open stage for questions. Thanks.
So given complete carte blanche for SD format 1.8, what feature do you want to add? Like outside of the stuff that you've already proposed
for
and have in 1.7. Yeah, in the future version, like, what do you wish was in SD format that's not there yet?
We're working on a proposal for composition to make it easier to, include submodels into larger models. So if we don't need to increment the spec version, we won't. We'll just keep it at 1.7. But if there's any breaking changes needed, then that might be one of the driving forces.
Question in the back.
Yes. So these changes look really great. I guess I have two questions. So first, if we're converting URDFs into SDFs, will these changes be part of that? Will these changes be implemented in the converter? Like if I'm converting my URDF, will that make the resulting SDF cleaner?
Yeah, so part of the plan is to have an automated conversion tool that when you convert URDF to SD format 1.7, it will use the new post frame semantics.
Okay. And then the second question is, since there's a version increment, is there any chance that this gets backported to older versions of Gazebo, since the version change would make it non-breaking?
So there are some there's some more strict requirements on naming. For example, you can have in SD format 1.6, you can have a link and a joint that are siblings in a model with the same name, but we're not allowing that in 1.7. So I don't think we would backport all of that.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much.